something dumb.
Dumber every day. Podcast.
Smoking methamphetamine.
Forget it. What state I've ever been
on.
Get on
the. Nah, nigga, you're the problem.
The fucking town retard.
That's a heart of hearts.
It's not gonna stop me.
Hey, you probably eating some dirty pussy.
Gross. People didn't want none of that smoke.
She said the hard R. Yeah. If her dick's bigger than mine, yes, we're going toe to toe.
Welcome to Dumber Every Day. Let's start this fucking podcast.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Dumber Everyday Podcast. You know this familiar voice, L-L-O-Y-D, a.k.a. The Thick Slugger. We are in Toxicity Studios, joined by... Well, actually, we're down a co-host today. Gabriel, a.k.a. The Spaceman, a.k.a. The Zaza King, is not in studio. Yeah, motherfucker. But all well, he's getting his training in. And then joining us for a different position on the first time, we have the third mic. Officially, Mark, the Super Squirter, a.k.a. the Black King. Hey, what's up, Mark? Hey, and then clicking and clacking on the ones and twos, back again in Toxicity Studios, we have Jameson.
Hey.
Holding down the ones and twos.
That's me. I'm back.
So I'm pretty sure Gabe lied.
Yeah.
Like, will you turn down my snare a little bit in the headphones?
The headphones.
There we go. A little bit more. Yeah, there we go. I'm pretty sure a little bit up.
Oh.
I'm sorry. We should have taken care. No. There we go. Right there. I'm pretty sure he lied.
Right.
Motherfucker. What? Just tell us the truth.
Right. You just don't want to get up.
No, you overslept. Your schedule's crazy.
Right.
You know? You got to be like, I got this training that I couldn't warn you about.
Right.
Motherfucker. But anyways, Mark.
What's up?
How do you like your new position?
I like it.
Hey, it's easier, huh?
It's way easier.
No stress.
I don't have to type.
You don't have to spell.
I can't do that right.
And today we are sipping on Crown Royal Apple, brought to you by our sponsor. I got to get this out of the way in the front.
Sponsor?
The Eastside Crips.
Oh.
I have officially bought us this bottle.
Nice.
Yes. It was It was given to me from one of my subordinates at work.
Okay. They're not listening to this shit, are they?
I hope not.
I hope not.
God, I hope not.
That would suck.
Yeah, but hey, he gave me a free bottle of liquor, and I was worried about it too because he's like, he just gave it to me because at work we have, they can get you anything
for cheap.
Yeah, they were talking about this one girl. She just came out, and what she does is she steals bottles of liquor, she brings them to work, and she sells them for half price. I was like, hey, can she get Crown? And then the guy's like, nigga, that cheap shit. I got a bottle of the house. I don't even like it. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, I'll bring it. I got you, Doug. I'm like, okay. I still want to buy a regular Crown. Like, that's what I like to drink. But he fucking brought it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Homie's looking out.
Yeah, I like him. He's one of my good guys.
All right.
Actually, I like my whole crew. It's pretty sick, man. I'm like a leader of a Crip crank gang almost. It is... Wild. Hey, a little more spare in my headphones. A little bit more. All right. Yeah, right there. But yeah, dude. You know, Mark, when you're in a gang. No, I'm just kidding.
They'll take too many gifts. So
yeah, I know. And like, I got another gift on the way. He was talking about his wife. Or not his wife. Maybe it's his wife. I don't know him like that. It's her birthday this weekend, so they're going to Vegas. And he's like, yeah, so we're getting her fitted with this name brand. I don't know name brands like that.
No.
I grew up on... Gucci? No, it's not Gucci. It's something for women. I think he said Festa? I don't know.
Fuck if I don't know.
Yeah, it's some women brand, but...
Yeah. One pair of jeans.
Wranglers.
Carhartts, buddy.
Oh, okay. He's bougie.
Bougie shit. That's one pair of jeans right
But he's
there.
Like, She cold with it. Go in there. She can fucking fit it on everything. You can try it on in the store. You leave. You come back out. Hour later, $200. Here you go. It's $1,000 outfit. So he's getting his wife that. And he's like, my nigga, I just got a Gucci. You know how many Gucci shirts I got? I was like, I want a Gucci shirt. He's like, you want a Gucci? I got you. What size you wear? I'm like,
what the fuck, dude?
Hell yeah. So I might have a Gucci shirt on the way.
I don't know. Dude. Sounds like a slippery slope, buddy.
What's the worst that could happen?
He asks you to do something for him or hold something for him.
I'll hold something for him. What's the most I can hold for him? A gun?
Allegedly.
What would be the most? Okay. All right, here we go. Receiving stolen prop. RSP charge. You've definitely got caught for this before. Yeah, because I've never heard it.
I think it might be just
typed
in
as RSP charge.
It might be just an Ohio thing. But.
Yeah, that's because you're Ohio. What do they call people from Ohio?
Ohioan?
Ohioans.
Ohioans. Yeah. I just call him gay.
Same thing.
What's new with you, Mark? How's the baby?
Fucking. But he's getting fat now.
Good.
He's getting a little thick.
Throw that nigga on the fucking treadmill, dog. Can you lay him down?
Yeah.
On his belly?
Mm-hmm. He holds his head up and everything.
Okay. But he's not trying to crawl around yet.
No, he rolled over once so far by himself.
Nice.
So he's getting better with his motor skills for his kicks. He knows where his hands are. He knows how to grab your fucking beard and shit.
So. Hell yeah. So he's not cutting himself in the eyes with his fingernails anymore.
No, he's got a little cut on his forehead. He still does that thing. Well, he'll bring it back just a little too fast, a little too strong.
Yeah, too damn strong.
I'm like, bro, calm down.
For the first of my life, I was not too damn strong the other day. It sucked.
What happened?
They dropped off a pallet of these panels in the row wrong, and I went over there to lift it up while they slid the kickstand underneath so it could open.
You tried to lift up a full pallet?
Of panels, yes. Of 35, 80-pound panels.
And you're like, I didn't feel too strong then.
I wasn't too damn strong. For the first time in my life, man.
80 pounds.
I pulled the 35. Muscle. I pulled my calf muscle. It fucked me up, man. I was gimping for about a week.
That'll do it.
Yeah. What's 35 times 80?
Let's see.
430? No. Man, if we were smart, we would be able to do this simple math in our heads.
Yeah, 2008. You picked up a ton.
A ton. Yes,
you tried to pick up a ton.
Over a ton. I was disappointed. I couldn't lift up this ton, man. I was so mad. I was like, I need to go back to the fucking gym. It took, but to be fair though, it did take six more guys.
Yeah,
if I could be able to get the kickstand.
I'm surprised
in there.
You don't have a hernia. To be honest with you,
I definitely pulled the fucking muscle in my calf. And then I came home and I tried fucking massaging it out with that, you know, that ball gun that you see on TikTok.
Oh, the Theragun.
Yeah, I got one for Christmas and it fucking died on me. Broke. My muscles were too damn strong. What's this?
See? Only machine and stuff.
Can one human pick up a one-ton pallet? Yes. Lloyd Eugene, the motherfucking Winslow.
Not through sheer strength.
What?
Not through sheer physical strength.
Heavy machinery.
You need a fucking device for it.
I don't believe that. What's the world's largest dead weight or deadlift?
It's not that.
It's not 2,000 pounds.
I don't think so.
You should see me at the gym, Mark. It's crazy. What's the world's biggest deadweight lift?
20,
the mountain.
Oh, the guy Game of Thrones guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Less than half.
All right, I don't feel too bad. But I should have been able to lift that pallet.
I'm telling you, man, that's a crazy number you tried to lift. I'm surprised you don't have a hurry.
Dude, I have that fucking... That cattywampus confidence, bro.
I don't even have that kind of confidence. And you've seen me lift fucking everything up some flight of stairs.
So. Oh, yeah. I've seen you lift. I've seen you pull. I'm like, Mark's the man. But I got that cattywampus confidence in me, dog.
Yeah, I'm good.
You know?
I wouldn't try that, buddy.
Also, I gotta get stronger.
Don't try it again. Just promise me you won't try it. Make the C-dubs do it, man.
Nah, I gotta get stronger. I should have been able to lift it.
Man, even if you cut that in half, you still...
I should have.
It's still fucking...
Dude, I moved it. I think I'm just built different, Mark. You know, like...
Did you tackle it? Is that how you moved it?
Basically. I felt like I was back in football training for that 1 week that I was there where the whole squad pushes that thing.
Right.
Yeah.
The sled,
yes.
Oh, man, I do not miss that.
I bet. I mean, it sucked from the week that I spent out there. It was 2 weeks, but... You know,
I did sledding for fucking 4 years. That shit sucked.
Fuck that.
That shit sucked. So,
me and my Wody went to get another ultrasound for the baby because they're saying the baby's too big, which is cool. The lady that did the ultrasound at this new place. Was the same lady who ultrasounded my balls. I was face to face with her like fucking 3 years later. Damn. And I was like, wait, why is she being so awkward? And then it hit me like, oh, this was the lady that was ultrasound, like that I got a chub on for. Like,
yeah. Wait, why did you get your balls ultrasound?
I found a lump. I thought I had cancer.
What the fuck?
Mark. I only go to the doctor if I need my butthole looked at or my balls and dick looked at. And this is one of the times where my balls, I found a fucking lump, dude.
What kind of lump? Was it like very hard or?
It was, I'm not going to try to squeeze it too hard. It was on my balls. It was like inside on the test, like on the actual testicle that would float around, you know?
You got a third ball though?
No, it wasn't. It came back as a spermicell. I had too much cum.
Oh, you had a hard piece of sperm.
Yeah, basically. And
got rid of it?
Oh yeah. I got a baby on the way, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, no. I was face to face with her and I was like, why is she being so awkward? Mm. And I was like, oh yeah. She saw me in a not that embarrassing of a state, you know? Yeah. when you get a solid chub going. That's good for a doctor office.
Ain't that the truth?
You know what I'm saying? Like, every time you have to show your doctor your penis, it's the worst fucking dick you could present.
That's absolutely true. It's
like, your nerves are going, it's cold.
It's the same thing with getting a massage. It's hard to... I don't know why. It's like, it does not stay up. It won't go up.
No?
Oh. For some people, it does. I keep hearing that every time you go get a massage. Like, oh. Sometimes that's the rubbing motion could cause people to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nothing for me. I don't know really? What's wrong with me.
Well, I don't know, Mark, because I've seen your massage therapist. But no, I remember the first time I got a massage, I was actually hoping to get a rub and tug. Mm. Have I told you about this before? Mm-mm. Okay, so yeah, I was my shoulder was fucked up.
Mm. Was this the one in Lancaster?
No, this is Lancaster.
Remember when we worked the 712?
I didn't go get a massage out there.
Yeah, but somebody we know did, remember?
No, you have to tell me off air. Yeah. You have to tell me off air. But I went it was in Oildell, right next to where Trout's was, dude.
The best place to get a rub.
Honestly, I was like, I need a massage. If I'm getting a massage, I would prefer a place that would, because I was in a dry spell. Mm. You know, it's like, I'd prefer the option to be there. Like, if it happens, it happens. Great.
Right.
But I was going there for a massage. And then the lady was giving, like, she massaged the fuck out of my butt. Mm. And whatever she was doing, you know, like it got me excited. I presented a full on fucking chub, like
damn,
80% erect.
Drake,
harder than a Drake, harder than a Drake.
Fuck
yeah! And then I still didn't get anything. Mm-hmm. But when I was leaving,
I was putting on my boxers and I had like this fucking massive erection. And she comes in and she's like, oh, next time you come in, she fucking slaps the head of my dick. Ooh. And I'm like, ah, and she's like, next time you come in, I take care of you. I'm like, oh, damn, next time's for sure. But I never went back. Yeah, I spent too much to get teased.
Damn, bro. I've never been to such an establishment.
Oh, dude, I thought I knew it was going, like, I knew shit was going down when I walked in. And they had tissues right next to a fucking...
Everywhere tissues.
No, no, no. It was a box of tissues right next to a bottle of lotion and oil. I was like, yeah.
There's you should have asked for that Nuru, dog.
I should have.
You should have asked for a Nuru. Probably could have got it that day.
Yeah, but I probably didn't have enough money for it. I barely had enough money for the massage.
Yeah.
I was like 22. Broke.
Damn.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yes, not young, sir.
Not a kid anymore.
I have this weight loss idea I was thinking about.
Fucking shoot it. Is this the gorilla chips?
What are those?
Remember the gorilla
chips? Oh, no, no, no. It's not the biscuits.
It's not the gorilla
biscuits. No, it's not the gorilla biscuits. But this one, you've heard of Ozempic, right?
Yeah.
So it's like Ozempic's...
Diabetes medicine?
It is like that.
It's a diabetes medicine.
Look up how Ozempic works. So
it curbs your...
Is it just insulin?
It curbs your appetite, so you don't want...
Let's see.
Type 2 diabetes under brand name...
Wegovy.
Wegovy for weight management in specific cases. It belongs to a class drug known as... I'm not saying that. Yeah, see, it increases your insulin release.
Okay, so it makes more insulin.
Right, so you don't have to... You don't feel as hungry.
Gotcha.
That's all it really does is make you not feel as
hungry. The wraiths are attacking. No, it's the espresso machine, my wife. Dude, that espresso machine sounds like fucking wraiths.
Straight from Harry Potter. It's like, whoa. I thought that was a sound effect.
So it increases your insulin. It decreases glucagen.
Glycogen.
That's glycogen?
No, it's not.
Glucagon.
Glucagon. That sounds like a Pokemon, or at least a Digimon, you know? Glucagon, go! Use fucking Ozempic.
Oh, a lot of people are using
Call them fat.
A lot of people are using this.
Yeah, I've seen, but there's also, it's weird though, because there's also like, there's ads for Ozempic.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's also ads for, have you used Ozempic? You might be entitled to fucking... Yeah. At the same time. Like, usually it waits until it dies.
Yeah.
But it's going on...
Like that asbestos commercial?
Yeah. Or I saw one the other day for Zantac. I'm like, I'm taking fucking Zantac. And it's like, have you taken Zantac and now you have cancer? Mm. Like, I'm not buying that anymore.
Right. People are just using. I don't get the appeal because it's like, fuck, dude, you're putting something in your body. Such a weird thing to think.
Are you talking about this or are you talking about just anything?
All of it.
Well, let me tell you about this motherfucking shit I'm taking. It cures my heartburn.
Tums?
No, it's not Tums. It's
Omeprazole.
It's that purple pill.
Omeprazole.
Oh, Prilosec?
Prilosec. It's generic Prilosec my doctor gave me, dude. I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I can eat whatever I want. I don't get heartburn anymore.
I got like a... Yeah, right there. Prilosec.
Yeah, but it's the generic. And it's
that's
like,
what we have to give my wife during the pregnancy.
It's so awesome. I can eat pizza. Like, dude.
Omeprazole.
After I turned 31, I've just gotten fucking crazy.
I told you, dog. So when you turn 30, you're going to break your back.
Yeah, hurt my back.
Shit's gonna start breaking.
I get
down.
Heartburn for no reason. I'll look at a piece of pizza and get fucking heartburn, man. Yeah,
bro, it sucks.
It's bad. Damn. You get heartburn too, Jameson?
I used to. No, I kind of stopped.
What'd you do?
I heard like it's from like eating right before you go to sleep. So it's like when you lay down, it fucks up your esophagus
it sits,
and shit.
Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah.
And also depends what you eat, kind of.
No, okay.
Yeah, I just try not to eat too long, like before I go to sleep. A couple hours.
generic healthy stuff.
Yeah. No, but I've also taken that shit. Omeprazole. I used to take it like
a lot. That's what it gave me for that throat thing I had back in
the day. Yeah, I got that too. Okay. And it helped you?
I mean, it was already going away, but I think...
But you're just taking it for the fun.
For the fun of it.
Hell yeah. You're like, I'm getting zooted.
Yeah.
I got zooted the other night, dude. I ate a bunch of dark chocolate. Fuck, I couldn't sleep until like 12:30, man. I was so fucked up from that shit. I can't take it before bed anymore. I can't eat it before bed. It gets me guy some today, actually. So I've just been on one. But so my weight loss idea, mm-hmm. you got Ozempic.
Mm-hmm.
This is for the holistics and the halals and the Hasidics, especially for the Hasidics.
Okay.
It's called... Ozempic. You're not gonna be able to find it online. You take all the fat people.
Okay. Auschwitz. I heard Auschwitz. That's all I heard.
It's okay. You put them in this like, you know those fences that they have for the Mexicans on the border?
There's put those, them in a concentration camp before.
It's, you know, the fence at the border is like those tall slats.
Yes.
You have to be thin enough to fit through.
Right.
The entire camp is just those.
Right.
You drop them in.
Uh-huh.
They have a pool of water that they can drink. And they get to leave when they get fit through the fucking gate.
This sounds torture. How do you know it won't be like the Rat King?
I'll just eat niggas?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be there. I'll be in there with a paintball gun. I'll be there like on fucking Schindler's List, standing over the fucking fatties with a gun. Every time they do something wrong, just pelting them with fucking... pellets mm-hmm. with a pellet gun.
Mm. Nice. I mean, it sounds like a good idea.
I think some rich fat people will pay for that.
Between Gabe's idea for curing world hunger and you getting rid of the fatties, I think you guys are onto something.
Dude, Auschwimpic's going to take off.
Fuck yeah. Meth and Auschwimpic's. I like it.
Ooh. The premium members get a hit
of meth. Get sick.
Get a hit of meth every day to keep the appetite down. Everybody else is like, I'll subscribe for premium. I'm starving over here. I'm like, give me that credit card.
Right.
That's a good idea, dude.
Shit. Damn, dude. I wanted to pick Gabe's mind in the fucking crypto shit, man.
I wanted to
set it up to where I would give him funds. He would do, because I don't have time to look at that shit. And if he can juggle 12 of those motherfuckers,
that's crazy.
I'll put 500.
That is crazy.
I'll give you 500 a month. You just figure that shit out. As long as it hits and I get at least 10% return on that, that's cool.
I mean, but the shitty part is like it might just go to zero immediately, right, and then Gabe will feel bad.
Right, that's the only like, shitty part of it.
Yeah, it's so volatile.
Right. I wish you had told me about the fucking Akira Toriyama one.
Dude, I didn't know it was gonna go like that.
Come on, dude, he just died. Of course it was gonna go like that. You know, only Dragon Ball fans there are. That shit's gonna keep going for a long time.
Yeah, no, it's over. It's dead
already
now.
Done?
Yes, they all die. They all, just like the man himself.
He was only 68?
Only 68, man. What'd he die of? But you know what? Moment of silence for my nigga Akira.
Yeah, man. Fuck. All the good ones are gone.
Mark immediately does not give him any silence. Rest in peace, my nigga. But yeah, he fucking died. A blood clot. Oh, fucking aneurysm.
Are you kidding me? You fucking Bruce Lee'd it?
Damn it.
You fucking Bruce Lee'd it. That's crazy.
That's that fucking Hiroshima fucking residue.
Mm-hmm. Fuck, dude. That sucks.
So he died of an aneurysm.
Super's going to suck dick now.
Dude. It's all going to suck dick now.
I mean, it might as well be over. When was I end it?
68. That's fucking young, man. Especially in today's fucking world.
For me, that's
You're fucking...
That's fucking 34 more summers, bro.
You're halfway there.
I know. It's 34.
And you'll never be like Akira, dude.
Yeah, I know, dude. I'll never.
You better start that. Writing today.
Yeah, no.
Find that fucking drawing book you lost, man.
Oh, I keep forgetting to bring that shit.
Oh, you found it? You have it?
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, not that one. I don't have that one. That one I lost.
You have a different one.
Yeah, I got another one. Man, dude. Him, fucking Hunter Hunter's guy, he's dead.
Hunter Hunter died? They were just talking about bringing the show back.
Yeah, he's been dead. I believe he's been dead. I think that's why it ended.
I know Mexico's in fucking tears still. Mexico fucks with Dragon Ball so heavy, it's crazy. Every good meme.
Yeah, he did Yu Hakusho too.
Oh, Akira?
No, this guy.
Who's this nigga?
He's still alive.
Oh, he's still alive?
Is this the Hunter Hunter guy?
Yeah, it's the Hunter Hunter guy. He's only 57.
Yoshiro Takashi. I know
he was fighting some shit back in the day.
He's 57.
I figured that fucker was dead.
Damn.
Yeah. Chronic back issues.
Oh, me too.
Several hiatuses. Yeah,
emphasis on the chronic.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Damn, bro. That's one I didn't think I'd have to worry about. Not like how you think of some celebrities, like Robert De Niro's almost dead. He's 80. He's 80 and just had a kid,
just
by the way.
He had a baby, yeah.
Just had a kid.
Really?
Just got him, brand new baby at 80.
Hell yeah.
It's fucked up that he did that.
Made from that old cum. Dude, kids from old cum are weird.
They're very weird. Look at the old one.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's just fucking wild that he had another baby at 80, dude.
I went to school with a kid made it from old cum, and he was like... He was smart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He went to the special classes.
All that wisdom came special. Out.
Like, pretty he would smart. Leave school like halfway. It was like the gate, they
you
called
about
it.
AP classes and shit like that?
Yeah, in like the second grade. And he'd be like leaving after lunch. I'm like, where's this nigga going? He's like, oh, he's too smart to be in this.
He's already going to middle school.
Yeah.
Right? He's got middle school math to do.
But he didn't turn out too good.
What? Yeah, so they never do.
They never do.
They never do.
What happened to him?
I heard he like hits women and is like an alcoholic.
I mean, aren't we all? Don't we?
That would have been perfect if you said that one right after.
Trumbo.
Or yeah, he hits women and he's an alcoholic. Yeah.
Poor guy. Hope he's all right.
Oh, yeah, I hope he turns it around.
I don't know, man. Like I was saying, I just think it's like weird because he was one of those celebrities you were expecting. Like, oh, I'll be this age when this motherfucker is probably gonna pass. Like sometimes I'll think about. When Joe Rogan goes, it's going to be weird.
Oh, dude, I don't think he's ever going to die.
He's going to die.
Nah, dude. He's going to Neuralink up. He's going to fucking be like, he's going to get a symbiote.
I mean, he has all the access to all of it.
Yeah.
He has all the access.
His physical body will probably die, but that nigga is going to, he's going to upload.
He's going to transcend.
He's going to be the first one in Gabe's Matrix, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He's going to upload his consciousness. Would you do it?
No, I'm not taking that fucking Mark of the Beast. Fuck no.
Oh, yeah. Well, nigga, you're going to David Jones' locker anyways. Mark, you're part of the straw. You're a pirate, man. I know you can stop going to the Bible study tomorrow. Like, you're in. We're all going to Davy Jones' locker. That.
Ooh, look at that.
Have that fucking zombie sit on our fucking souls.
I heard that motherfucker
souls.
Wasn't even that old.
Davy Jones?
No, the fucking, yeah, I think it was... Is what's his the dude that Captain Jack Sparrow was fighting, the fucking squid guy? What's his name?
I don't know.
Was it? Was
I know. I know exactly the octopus nigga.
The octopus nigga. Yeah, he was supposed to be like all those pirates motherfuckers were supposed to be young as fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think the octopus, like the person in charge of that key, changes every so often.
Right. I just know most of the pirates were like young motherfuckers. They just died early.
I think most pirates do die early.
I mean, scurvy was a real thing.
Dumbasses.
Fucking ridiculous.
See, dude,
we're not that far away from that, though.
From scurvy?
No, from that life. Think about it. That shit was only like 100, 150 years ago.
Oh, yeah. No, like...
That shit's not that far away, man. We just figured out edit this shit out, you know?
We just stepped off the boat, you know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Man, and I'm ready to go back. COVID Nothing's shit. Good's happened.
COVID's changed a lot of shit. You know that? Like, they're telling people to breastfeed their kids till the age of one now. Age of two, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Because I guess that shit fights off all that shit a lot more. It gives them a better immune system.
For COVID?
For anything along those lines.
Hmm. I mean,
because before it was like you only have to breastfeed your kid till one. You only had to. After that, it's a bottle, but it's not the same as like supplementing with formula.
I know that bitch Coco, Ice-T's wife. I think she still breastfeeds her kid.
How old's her kid?
Her kid's like fucking almost seven, dude. Oh,
that's weird.
Here, pull this shit up, Jameson.
He's gonna be a healthy ass kid. He's gonna live to 100.
Nah, this kid looks fucking weird, man. It's like a light skinned, fucking weird looking kid. Ice tea, cocoa, baby. Like, it looks sick.
Yeah. Oh.
Nah, go up to a newer. Like, this is. Did they have another? Oh, wait, go up. Yeah, look at that baby. Looks just like its dad. But yeah, at this age, like, there's videos of him breastfeeding.
What? Whoa.
Hey. Oh, shit. She got them titties, though. She got them things on her.
I like SVU. You know what I mean? I like SVU. So I ain't saying shit about Ice-T's baby.
I'll say it, so that baby looks fucked up, man. That's an ugly ass baby.
Hey, what's that thing? George disease or whatever? Fucking Johnson's disease? With the face?
Oh, with the.
No. Oh, the opposite of Downs.
Mark's. What is it called? Markson's disease? Was it Johnson's? No.
Johnson's.
Probably like. I don't know.
Nah. Steve John.
Something else.
Ew, oh, that looks disgusting.
Yeah, it did look weird.
What was it?
I forgot. I saw it on.
We talked about it on
the pod. I forgot what we called it.
You guys called each other.
Well, I saw it on fucking Dating on the Spectrum or whatever that show is called.
Love on the Spectrum.
Love on the Spectrum. And he just straight up asked her, he's like, do you have Down syndrome or do you have, I want to say, Markson's disease or some shit?
It was something with a J. I remember it.
Something like some last name or some shit. I don't know.
Clifenders.
And now you remember that one.
Yeah, Gabe accuses me nonstop. If Gabe was here, he'd be able to remember because his memory is autistic.
Dude. I mean, this is the shit that's on TV now. It's fucking wild, dog.
Dude, I love this show.
So, I've been watching a lot of, like, old reruns of Toonami on YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
Dude.
You watching some Inuyasha?
The fucking commercials from the 90s were wild.
What do you mean?
Wild, bro. I remember so bad wanting the fucking Nerf gun.
Uh-huh.
And then you see the commercial for it. I was like, why did I want that shit? They couldn't do shit back then, you know? Like, a lot of the shit that we wanted as kids, far better now. Way better now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Nerf guns look like actual shits that can fuck people up now.
Oh, yeah.
They got fucking Gatling gun Nerf guns. I know back in the day it was like a commercial for it, but you could never find that shit.
Yeah.
But now that shit's real. You could actually get a Gatling gun.
With like a bullet string and everything?
Yeah, dude. It's fucking wild.
That's crazy.
But that shit was in the commercials back in the day.
They had the sniper ones?
Yeah, that sniper ones.
I mean, the sniper Nerf guns are probably accurate as fuck now. Oh, they went to the ball, huh?
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that motherfucker. It's got like six clips.
Yeah, it's auto reloader.
That's pretty sick. I like that.
Dude. Shit's just better now. Kids are fucking lucky, dude.
Not only that, not only Nerf guns, they also have those Orbeez blasters now.
Orbeez?
It's like those little water gel fucking things.
Gel blast.
Yeah, Jameson brought one in one time. Dude, you know how much more fun that is than a squirt gun?
Dude, I'm getting that kid that. Dude, bro, we can hold up a banquet, though.
Oh, yeah.
Those look real. Was that a fucking SR?
Yeah, it looks like a SAR.
A SCAR.
A SCAR, that's what it is, from Call of Duty.
From the fucking duties.
And that's a gel blaster.
Jeez.
How many fucking gels? What the? How far can that shoot?
I don't know if I should give him that. He's too black. He might get shot.
Nah, you're in the good side of town. Smell it. I saw a black ass nigga today. Darker than you.
What, you mean African?
Nah, he's black. He's homeless.
I mean, that's just sunburned.
No, no, dude. This
you
guy.
I gotta tell you right
Mark,
now.
Mark, the palms of his hands were darker than me.
I mean, yeah, he's sunburned.
He was dark, and he asked me for a beer.
Was he dark or just sunburned?
No, this nigga was dark.
I don't think you understand. Like, sunburned is like. You can tell this motherfucker's a little bit different shade.
No, dude. But I'm telling you.
Like, if you look.
He was darker than Akon.
African dark is different.
This dude. Nigga was dark, man.
Oh, dude, I've seen black people.
Oh, yeah. You grew up.
No,
fucking...
No. I've seen. On the East Coast, there's legit.
I've seen Blurple.
They're fucking.
I'm telling this was one of them.
So,
yeah, he was homeless and he asked me for a beer
just
when I was buying the
shadows before.
Yeah, was he like that color behind you?
Yeah, dude, I've seen that on a person. That's hard.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
Bro, I've seen pretty much that.
He was like two shades darker of Mark. But it was crazy because his palms were dark, too.
Yeah. Well, you know.
It could just be sunburn. Yeah,
that's just sunburn.
Nobody's palms fucking sunburn.
I mean, dehydration. This will tell you how hydrated you are. This should start changing colors.
What?
Yeah, everything that's light on your body, if it starts changing a color, it's because you're either dehydrated or something's wrong with you. Like your eyes is a good tell. Your gums are a good tell. Anything that has light pigment, if it starts to change your color, something's wrong with you.
Huh. What if your butthole gets darker?
That's just natural, I think.
That's natural?
Yeah. I think it's just natural.
All right, cool.
I think that comes with age, dog. That's one of those things that you hit once you hit 30. Dark buttholes.
Butthole's getting so dark, man. I was thinking about bleaching it.
Mm. That's a weird thought.
No, I'm just kidding. On my way home, there was a crash on the 58 the other day. Dude, it was crazy. This truck was hanging like halfway off the median. And then once I passed him, like I couldn't see the truck anymore. I was like, did that nigga just go down?
Damn.
And then there was a drunk driver a little bit behind me from right there. I'm like, he's going to hit his ass, too. Because he was swerving all over the road.
Oh, you'd see it?
Yeah. Damn. Like, everyone saw it, too, because it's like, you'd slow down in front behind the truck. And then as soon as he would swerve back to the right, you'd fucking pass him. And we all had to take turns passing this drunk driver. Mm-hmm. And then, like, after I passed him, like, 2 minutes, there was a crazy crash. So I tried calling the cops to report the crash, you know, because like I didn't want the Princess Diana effect to happen.
What's that?
When Princess Diana, her buggy, what was she being pulled on? Was it like a horse and carriage?
I think it was a fucking Mercedes.
Yeah, she was in a Mercedes when she died.
Oh, okay. Well, when her car crashed
under some like overpass,
nobody called the cops.
Yeah, it was like. It was a weird situation.
It was the bystander effect. So it's like, oh, somebody else will do it. Oh. Somebody else will call. Somebody else will call. And then she just died.
Nah, they set that up.
Yeah, they got
the queen clipped that bitch.
Well, yeah, the queen took her out, but she didn't have to die. If somebody would have just called the police, she would have been able to make it.
I mean, you got to remember, cell phones wouldn't like, it wasn't that big of a deal back then.
Yeah, I understand that. But wait, what year was this? 2017?
No, Princess Diana did not die in 2017.
What year did Princess Diana die?
2017?
97. Bro. Even so, you could drive to it. Nobody reached out to the cops for like a while.
I mean, if you look at that fucking car, I don't think she was making it.
What does she even look like? Was she hot?
What I don't understand is why didn't she Aaron, have like a motorcade?
Just pull up pictures of the princess. I want to know if she's worth simping over or not.
I mean,
this was like the 70s. So.
Yeah, you got to understand. This is European.
Yeah, British.
Okay, well, let's see her body. Let's see her face. I know her face is going to be Swift. fucked up.
You already know. She's like Taylor Swift. Gross. It's T Swift.
Yeah, gross.
Wait, let's see the ass though.
What ass?
I don't know. Why are people so obsessed with her? If she's
because she was like the cool queen.
She looks like Patrick Swayze.
She was actually a decent person.
There it is.
Yeah, you see?
That's terrible.
That shit's inside.
Good riddance.
That's what they got rid of.
You understand? You got the mentality.
What the if you're a king and you're simping for that shit, what you need your head checked?
Yeah, but the mentality back then is like skinny was perfect. You know what I mean?
That's
she got like a model's body.
That is not a model's body,
bro.
Bro,
all models back then.
She looks
like that.
Wide of shoulder. Models have.
Oh, she's far from wide of shoulder. That's barely any shoulder right there.
Nah, she's dude.
If you saw a dude with shoulders like that.
If I saw a dude with shoulders like that, I'd be looking at James now. James with your Princess pretty Diana much, fucking much, shoulder.
Thanks.
But she barely got shoulders.
Nah, man. Go, type in a model body. Type in a model body. You'll see what right, a fucking.
Burn that image into your mind.
Okay? Yeah.
Burn it.
Or
burn
just
it.
Open up a new tab.
It's burnt. Burnt it. Not today. You can't do today's model.
90s. 90s model.
90s.
Yeah, right before this fucking whore died.
See? Look at that. Dead center. Same shit.
Where? She's way thinner. Way thinner.
What are you talking about? That is the same.
You could actually see collarbone.
That is the same. Look at that. It's the same. Go back to that white dress, bitch. No. Just go back to Princess Diana.
I'm telling you.
Look at that. This is the same, dude. Look at that.
You're onto something here.
Look at that. This is the same. Look at that. It's the same, dude.
Okay, well, I'm glad I wasn't born fucking back then because all those bitches are ugly.
The idea of pretty back then to me, it never made sense. Like, who the fuck wants that skinny of a person, man? I don't want to see your ribs.
Look like a skeleton right here.
I don't want to see your ribs.
Not even one?
It don't look right. It don't look right, though.
Hey, R.I.P., right?
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Akira.
Fuck yeah.
Man.
Super is going to suck. Well, at least
it is. Is it still Super going forward? They're not going to change it again?
Well, they still got like a shit ton to do. They still got all those other arcs from the manga if they want to add on, but... He was supposed to tie in GT, dog.
Fuck GT.
Come on, Super Saiyan 4? Bro, Super Saiyan 4 was the best part of
GT. I'm all about Super Saiyan Ultra fucking Instinct, man.
You talking about Super Saiyan 5?
No, Ultra Instinct.
Yeah, Super Saiyan
It's 5. Not 5, it's Ultra Instinct.
Super Saiyan 5.
It's different.
Is Ultra Instinct Super Saiyan 4?
It's different. It's Ultra Instinct. You're not even thinking, dude. You're just blocking key fucking blast and swinging on niggas.
I really wish the world was like an Isekai.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
It'd be awesome as fuck, dog. I want to go back. I want to go back with the same knowledge I got today.
And try to convince people that you're an Isekai?
No. And just fucking bet on Google, bet on Tesla. Bet on Apple.
Hindsight is always 2020.
Fuck, dude.
I don't want to work.
I want to be
next to Steve Jobs and be like, hey, you should put a fucking touchscreen on this iPod you got, dog.
Right.
Fuck the clock.
I won't tell him shit. As long as history repeats itself, I'd
change it. I'd be like, don't invade fucking Russia. Adolf, don't do it.
Oh, Jesus. Those are the scariest people in the world.
What?
Germans?
Nazis?
No, Germans. Just the will they had. They almost won, bro. They were like this close to winning.
Oh, it was either
if they didn't go in the if they didn't go in the direction of Russia and just kept going south and west.
Yeah, they should have manifest destiny.
They would have fucked everybody up.
Well,
Russia really fucked them.
They had to
fight, at least attacked in the spring.
They had to fight on two fronts, man. It fucked them up. Two front wars are never good.
They're not. I don't know, man.
I think Hitler had a good chance. He just fucking...
They almost did it twice, dude.
What he should have done was what I did in Risk. You got to make double fucking alliances.
Double alliances. He did, though. He did double alliances.
But you got to turn on them at the right point.
Right.
Yeah, let's see what ChatGPT says. Or what? All right, so... Let's see. Hitler's Germany saw a series of swift victories due to its blitz. Oh, the blitzkrieg was crazy.
Hell yeah.
Because that was the fucked up part about Germany is they don't care how many niggas died as long as they won at the end. They're just like, go.
Yeah. That's what happened in the First World War. The First World War was the first time there was that much casualties in a war.
Well, yeah, machine guns were invented.
Yeah, before that, it was like people used to line up and do the gentlemen's wars.
Yeah, they, was,
Cavalry will go out here and we'll have the infantry in the middle.
You will shoot, and then we shall shoot, and then we shall shoot again.
That shit was ass.
Yeah, George Washington changed that shit. He's like, okay, we're calling this shit.
Nah, Mel Gibson did that, dog.
Nah, George Washington, he invented guerrilla warfare.
Nah. Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson?
Yeah. The Patriot, Doug?
I haven't seen The Patriot.
You've never seen The Patriot?
Uh-uh.
You're not American.
I'm not American. I am a Strawheadian.
So what's the other guy? Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson. You're asking Chad.
Dude, ChatGPT knows everything.
Apparently it predates me.
George Washington, during the American Revolutionary War, did employ some tactics that would be considered guerrilla.
Right. But it was just the militia that would do that. He would employ the militia.
Mel Gibson did not invent guerrilla warfare.
But he did it in The Patriot. Whoever he was playing in The Patriot is the one that did it for America. America.
Here we go. It was actually invented in Napoleon's army. Fucking did it against them damn Spaniards and Portugals.
Portugals. All right. Che Guevara did it. That's why he's on a t-shirt.
That's all it takes is one act of guerrilla warfare.
Mao Zedong.
I think everybody that has committed guerrilla warfare does end up printed on something.
Yeah.
Washington got the dollar. Mm-hmm. Napoleon's printed somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
What's he printed on? Is there like any Napole money?
Yeah.
Napoleonic.
Man, we're stupid.
I don't think he's on Franks. Anything.
And he's on the franc. He's on the franc.
He's on the franc. 20. Is that him? It is.
You could tell me that's Napoleon, and I would be like, okay.
Yeah.
I thought he would look more whiny.
Hey, man, he was the right height for that time frame. People always called him short. He was only 5'7".
He was 5'7"?
Yeah.
I don't think he was 5'7".
Look it up.
Yeah, see, look, he looks a lot more whiny in the picture, in the drawings. Imagine you get taken over by this fuck. How bad would you feel? You'd be like, this fucking nerd.
Never lost.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he lost. he lost to Russia. Everybody lost to Russia.
You can't invade Russia.
5'2".
Yeah.
Closer to 5'7".
So he was a little below average.
Right. A little below.
How tall are you, Jameson?
Taller than this guy.
Okay.
6 foot.
You're 6 foot?
But on Tinder, I'm 6 foot. Yeah. Have you been on the Tinders and shit since you got back?
No, I got on Facebook for a little bit.
Facebook dating? Like old KC?
Yeah, that's what I saw. Old Red.
Oh, yeah. Looked like a bus driver. That was hilarious. Lady.
Yeah. Pause me real quick. Pause. It's been a while though.
You pausing?
Yep.
All right. I made it out.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. So I made it out. So I got me done. So I got me done. So I got me. Did you turn me down?
You know, he has you on, though. Yeah, we're back. Huh? Already back. We're back.
Oh, we're back? Is this mic working or is it this mic?
Nah, you're right.
So I got me done. So I got me done. Damn. Sorry for all the listeners. You just came back in for that. Yeah.
That wild rant.
Yeah. What were we talking about? We were just talking about Napoleon's gay.
Yeah.
All of those armies back in the day were super fucking gay. They'd bring around a bunch of boys and like do stuff to them. Oh, yeah. Man. Wait, who the fuck is Georges Danton? That ugly mother... Wait, click on that right there right quick. Damn, that is an unfortunate looking man.
Damn. What the fuck?
He's got those fish lips.
How do they all just have white hair back in the day? What is the deal with that?
It's a wig.
Yeah, maybe.
No, it's a wig.
Where did they get that white hair from for all these niggas' wigs? They took them from the old people?
They wore it because most of them had syphilis.
Yeah, I know, but why white hair? Like, where are they getting the white hair from?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know why they put it that way. I really don't know why they did it like that.
They still wear those wigs in court in England and shit.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Weird. Historical figures, especially in paintings and sculptures, often linked to a variety of factors.
I think they had just such rough lives that their hair turned white like at 30.
It's a symbol of wisdom and dignity. Artistic, traditional, and conventional. Historical ideas of beauty and power. Lack of...
Hey, where are we at, though, by the way?
51.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of reasons they did it.
It's because they're limp of wrist. My wrists are so strong, by the way.
Yeah.
I just had to put that out there.
You've been doing wrist curls?
Dude, every day. Yeah. Wake up, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Nice.
And then I come.
Been working out a lot at the hospital.
Well, how do you work out at the hospital, Mark?
They have like a little gym set up.
Really?
Inside the hospital.
You're flexing to all the ladies. Like, yeah. Nah. Yeah. Look at these guns, hoes, you dumb broads.
Been doing like 30-minute workouts. Sucks.
Just in your work clothes?
In my work clothes.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, I just hit arms on Thursday because I didn't work Friday.
You didn't work Friday?
No.
Damn.
Kid didn't want to sleep. So I got like 2 hours of sleep at night and then... He fell asleep at 5:30, so I fell asleep at 5:30. Then I woke up at 10.
Damn.
So I was like, I guess I'm not going in today.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, we assumed.
Yeah. So.
It's
like the second day in a row he did that.
Yeah, I ate too much dark chocolate the other night. Couldn't sleep.
Mm.
Had me zooted.
Zooted. I mean, 12 o'clock ain't that late, man.
12 o'clock's hella late for me. I'm in bed by 8 o'clock every night.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let's see.
What time you got to be at the...
I got to wake up at 4, and then I got to be there by 6.
Oh.
It's an hour drive without stopping.
So you guys hit it as soon as daylight.
Well, we have to get there half an hour early because, you know, I'm a foreman now. So.
It's a half an hour.
Yeah, we get half hour early, and we have to get the van gassed up and get the stuff and... things, which is cool, but
do they pay you for that?
Fuck yeah, I get paid. I'm not gonna do it without getting paid, man.
So you work 11.
I work 10 and a half hours.
So they don't expect it afterwards?
No, afterwards, like, I leave the same time as everybody else.
Because before it was 15 before, 15 after.
Nope.
So I guess they just did 30 beginning.
Yeah, 30 beginning, and I bounce, which I probably could show up at the 15 mark and still get paid for the 30. Because it doesn't take that long. All I do is get ice water and fill out the safety card. So
I remember back when I was a first year was the last time I did solar. I think first year was the last time I did
solar. No, you were
No, I was second year.
Yeah.
I was second year when I met you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
When you met me, yeah. And I would stand next to you because you were strong.
would you let me carry that 1250 by my fucking self?
No, I was there. I was there, and I was trying, but you were doing. So that's the difference.
That shit was so fucking heavy, man.
Now I know. Trust me. That's why I stood next to you. I
still remember how fucking my hands would lock up because of how long we had to hold that shit sometimes. So they could tie it.
At the end of the day, rolling them up, dude. Yeah. That was crazy.
Wild.
Fucking wild. It was like a fucking 10-foot circle. And we'd just be hoping it doesn't fall. Like, what the fuck?
You have to balance it because if it shifts too much weight, you're like,
yeah,
fucking fuck your back up.
That was a fun job, though.
It was a fun job.
I miss it. This job that I'm on is not fun. Mm. There's no, I got the other day I drove over to see my boy Marco, my Thule. I went over to drive over to him and he's like, oh, I can't talk right now. I'm so busy. And I'm like, dude, you gotta get your shit together. At this point, you should be Cadillacing. You know what? That's what I do. I get my guys going in the morning. I get everything fucking taken care of. And then I just Cadillac.
Sometimes I think about, like, going back just to do solar. Just because it's like...
It's not fun. I wish I never drug up. I got an army of Crips at my back, dude.
It's just sometimes you don't want to think. I don't want to think sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I understand that. I need a break from the thoughts.
Yeah. But
that we're scrubs and walk around the fucking hospitals. You know what I'm saying? Them thoughts.
Oh, the thoughts.
But yeah, no, I know what you're saying. It does suck.
But
responsibility
again,
and shit.
The idea of
dropping fucking transformer fucking covers on transformers. Jesus.
I didn't mean to.
I know you. Nobody means to.
That was quite a big spark.
Yeah, I bet.
That was not fun.
I'm glad you're okay.
I'm just glad the apprentice I was with didn't fucking push it in. Because I was on the side trying to show him how to take it off, and it slipped out of my hand, and she was in front of it, and it popped, so she got guarded from it, but she rolled backwards instead of forwards. She didn't push it off, because if she pushed it off, it was going to go in.
So she didn't get hurt?
No, she didn't get hurt.
That's good.
I inhaled all of it. I saw all of it and inhaled all of it.
You were fucking Zorro after Monkey D. Luffy got his ass whooped on that fucking...
just standing there with a bunch of blood from every orifice.
Dude, he was so fucked up.
Yeah, dude.
And then Monkey woke up.
He was like, nah, nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm good.
And then he's all fucked up for like an entire arc, dude. Yeah, dude. He was fucked up.
So you've gotten pretty far then.
Yeah, watch Fire Fist Ace fucking die, man. He got a hole punched through him. He's like, you might be fire, but I'm fucking lava. Boom. I was like, how are you gonna get punched through the chest like that?
Mm.
Mm. That's crazy.
Fucking Zoro, dude. So what's up, man? What's up?
What do you mean? Hey, I think we're almost there. Where were we at now? 58. Anything you want to tell people before we go?
Man, I'm fucking tired, dog. I don't know about this kid shit no more, man.
You're fucking over it.
I'm fucking tired. No, I love this dude.
Oh yeah.
I love little dude. He's funny. I like him.
He's yeah, you getting along shit. With him?
When he doesn't want tit, yeah.
Yeah. Whenever you get your chance.
Yeah. Whenever he's satisfied, he stares. He stares, yeah. Trying to understand how does he get his words out. I'm in an ishikai. I'm really 48. Help me, dude. I got all the answers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like
me. The Jews are ruining the world, Dad. You don't even understand.
In 2027, there's going to be a portal that opens.
I told you they're fucking rats. They're in the tunnels, Dad. Imagine you had the reincarnation of Hitler.
He would hate life. You got a black dad.
Oh, yeah.
You got a black dad hit.
Like, my word, I am in hell. That'd be crazy. Baby Hitler.
Just comes out speaking German.
Anything you want to tell people before we go, Jameson?
No.
No? All right, everybody. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Dumb Everyday Podcast. If you want to listen to some more hilarious stuff that we got to say, more unhinged, check out the Patreon. Follow me, myself, on all social medias at Yajimobi. And I'm continuing my absurdity tour. I got dates in Austin, Texas on the... What's today? When's this coming out? Okay, this will be... This is live? All right. This will be on this Tuesday. I'll be in Austin, Texas at the Comedy Funhouse. Check me out there. Get tickets at yajimobi.com. And next 15th of March, I will be in San Diego. Check me out there at the Funny Bone. Everybody, as always, keep it absurd.
Keep it absurd.